It's the Local Beat with Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And after a two-week hiatus, it is myself, Rocco Nucci, back in the saddle here with Mr. O'Brien. Dave, how are we doing today?
Good, Rocco. We're doing okay.
Fantastic, fantastic. Wanted to start with an article you penned, actually, talking about the Green Circle Growers over in Camden Township. They won this property tax appeal. This will directly impact the Fireland Schools District, along with Lorain County as a whole, from what I was reading there in your article. So how exactly does this work here, Dave? What are the dynamics at play?
So this is a really interesting case. That could have ramifications for greenhouses across the state and for counties that rely on them, you know, as businesses to pay property taxes. So basically what had happened was back in 2018, the Fireland School District, Lorain County, and Green Circle Growers in Camden Township got into it in front of the Ohio Board of Tax Appeals, because Green Circle Growers argued that basically this is their argument. Our greenhouses are not buildings or structures. They are personal property that is not subject to property taxes under Ohio law. The Ohio Board of Tax Appeals agreed with them. Now, this was therefore then appealed by the Fireland School District and Lorain County on behalf of the Lorain County Board of Revision, which deals with a lot of, you know, property tax issues, as well as some of the other agencies that collect levy money based on property taxes. So basically, what would happen if this ruling stands, and it is likely to get appealed, if this ruling stands, the Fireland School District is going to have to pay Green Circle Growers through the county about $2.2 million in tax money that they have already received and potentially already spent, and then all of the money that was earned on Fireland's school tax levies. Is all of the revenue from those is going to be shifted to other homeowners and other people, you know, who pay property taxes. Now, that is if the ruling stands. But basically, as it stands right now, Fireland Schools owe Green Circle Growers, you know, $2.2 million in refunds of their property taxes. The county owes about a million back. Camden Township's looking at $450,000. Now again, the legal argument is that what exists on the property of Green Circle Growers is not buildings per se, even though they have, you know, many, you know, large greenhouses on 186 acres, and of that, some 100 acres of that is these greenhouses, and they're arguing that they're basically not buildings. The county is arguing in reverse that they are buildings because they have foundations, walls, their own heating and cooling systems, you know, kind of bars and roofs and things of that nature that basically turn them into buildings that can't be moved. Now, Green Circle says, hey, we can uproot these greenhouses and sell them, move them anywhere we want on our property. So it's going to be really interesting if this case, which is possible, goes before the Ohio Supreme Court.
Wow. Battle of words here and a lot of money at stake there. My goodness gracious. Do you have an estimation on when we might see a final ruling with this, or is this just kind of something to keep an eye on moving forward?
Well, this was a ruling by the Ninth District Court of Appeals, one of the lower, you know, appeals courts in the state of Ohio. So, you know, depending on what happens and when, we could see this go to the Ohio Supreme Court if they take the case. I mean, okay. It's up to the Ohio Supreme Court if they want to take this case or not. I think it's kind of one of the more interesting ones that I've run across in my career. But that's just kind of sort of, you know, my feeling on the issue.
Yeah.
And I know that the county and also the Fireland, you know, Board of Education through their attorney basically said that they're reviewing their options as to whether or not to take this to the state's highest court. Wow. For a final decision, and then who knows if it goes beyond that. I mean, I again, I'm no legal expert. Maybe I know a little bit more than the average person, but we'll see. We'll see where it goes, and I'll keep everybody updated on what happens.
Well, don't sell yourself short there, Dave. Hanging around the courts all day. We know you're up there with you know, you're up to snuff with your legal knowledge. Come on now. But yeah, any wild stuff there. So we'll be sure to keep an eye on that if the Ohio Supreme Court ends up taking that or not. We'll see how that shakes out. The other story I wanted to talk about here with you, Dave, kind of a sad story, actually, regarding a missing persons case in Lorain. Lena Camacho, Nathan Arona. You know, we don't have to get too dark with this or anything. I'm sure more details will kind of emerge over time, but what do we know about all this right now?
Well, at this point, on Monday, the body of Elena Camacho, who was 18 years old from Cleveland, was recovered inside a gold Honda Accord that was pulled out of Lake Erie. Nathan Arona's body had also been pulled from the lake they had both gone missing about 2 months ago, and you know, our thoughts and concerns, and we hope for the welfare of the families. You know, this has been a really tough story, you know, really tough for them to go through this and, you know, not know anything, and then 2 months later, you know, get basically the worst news that you can imagine. Mm-hmm. So really awful for the families, and we wish them all the best. But the car was recovered from the lake Monday. Lorain County Coroner's Office is doing autopsies. The results of those are pending. We should know more in the coming days, sort of the preliminary autopsy reports, and to see, you know, whether or not there's foul play involved. At this point, it's looking likely that there is not, but we don't know that for 100% certain, so I can't speculate. You know, much more than to say that that's kind of the earliest indication. So we're still kind of waiting on autopsy results, you know, toxicology results, those kinds of things will be coming from, you know, official word from the Lorain County Coroner's Office. So again, it's the real horrible tragedy. You know, at least the family, you know, knows what happened, but we're still waiting on kind of official word as to what exactly happened in this case.
Yeah, and like you said, that's just, you know, you're waiting for news, and then you get hit with that worst possible news. That is certainly tough, and we certainly do keep the those families in mind. Just a tough story there without question. So, Dave, you kind of mentioned a couple things that we might want to keep an eye out on moving forward, but what do you and your colleagues have brewing over there at the Chronicle-Telegram as far as upcoming stories this week?
Well, I'll have a short story in this morning's paper about a train crash that happened down in Eaton Township. Only minor injuries, fortunately, but a train hit a car hauler, and that blocked State Route 82, you know, Royalton Road down there by the Mallard Creek Golf Club and 84 Lumber. And we'll have a more complete story about that in today's paper. And then also, you know, kind of carrying on our COVID-19 coverage. You know, we'll have some other stories about school funding. We do a lot of you know, talking about school funding and how decisions in Columbus affect local districts. So I know that some of my colleagues are working on a story about that. And otherwise, yeah, just whatever comes up, you can read on ChronicleT.com or in the Chronicle Telegram print edition.
There you go, Chronicle Telegram, ChronicleT.com, the places to go to stay in the know with the latest around Lorain County. So, Dave, we can close as we do each and every week here on The Local Beat. What do you have for me in the way of a scanner story?
Nice quick one for you to welcome you back from vacation there, Rocco. Dateline Cleveland, 1st District Police. Caller's intoxicated sister is threatening her with a knife. The 20-year-old woman was, quote, wearing nothing but a bra and shorts, unquote.
That sounds like the plot of a really bad horror movie, possibly there. That's, hope that ended up okay. So, well, Dave, this has been a pleasure after our short two-week hiatus there. Looking forward to some more local beats here with you in the coming weeks. Thanks again for joining me once again this week. Look forward to catching up again with you next week, man.
Sounds good, Rocco. Talk to you then.